Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1170 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 189 into view the body. Mr. Frank was standing outside talking with Mr. Schiff and Mr. Darley. Mr. Frank went in to view the body later on, 10 or 20 or 30 minutes later. I was sitting down waiting for the rest of the men while he went there. Zagank was sitting with me. I don't know whether Mr. Frank went in the room to see the body or not. Mr. Frank was nervous when he got there, and when he came out just the same. Just the same expression he has got on his face now. The room was full of people when Mr. Frank went in there. I went down to the undertaker's to see who was murdered. I did not know that she had already been identified as Mary Fagan. I only heard when I got to the undertaker's. I didn't see the impress of the cord on the neck. I just took one look, and then came right out again. I saw the discoloration of the eye and that bruise, and I sort of felt sick, and I walked right out. Redirect examination. I am a German, and I am accustomed to drinking my beer. I have never trusted Jim Conley after he put water in my beer. Harley Branch, sworn for the defendant. I work for the Atlanta Journal. I had an interview with Jim Conley on two occasions. On May 31st, he told me he didn't see the purse of this little girl. He said that it took about 35 minutes after going upstairs until he got out of the factory. He said he finished about 1:30 and then went out. He said that Lemmy Quinn got into the factory about 12 o'clock and remained about 8 or 9 minutes. Cross-examination. I am sure about his saying he saw Lemmy Quinn at the factory at that interview. He was in jail when I had that interview. It was a few days after he went through the factory. As to Conley's accounts of the factory, I was there a few minutes after 12. Conley arrived there about 12:10 or 12:15. The detectives told him what he was there for. After a few minutes' brief conversation, Conley started telling his story. When he reached the point at the rear left side of the factory, he described the position of the body and described what he did with the body and how Mr. Frank helped him. He enacted the whole story and talking all the time. After he had reached the point of disposing of the body and writing the notes, I found it was time for me to go back to the office and left. Conley began the enactment of the story a few minutes after he got there, which was 12:15, and he went through very rapidly. We had to sort of trot to keep behind him. I left the factory at 1:10. In estimating the time Conley devoted to acting and how much to telling the story would be a guess. There is no way of disassociating the time between the two. I didn't attempt to do that. It would be a pure guess because I see no way of dividing the time. I...